we're doing our Judaism 101 class, and we are going to go to Friday night. Friday night, before sunset, we have to light Shabbos candles. It is customary that halachically the wife is entitled to perform this mitzvah, even if the husband says, "I want to light Shabbos candles." The custom is that the wife does, and she has halachic rights to this mitzvah if she chooses. When we light Shabbos candles, so it is customary to pray for our husband, for our children. We make a blessing prior to lighting the candles on Shabbos. On Yom Tov, we make the blessing following the lighting of the candles. And the blessing is, Baruch Ata Hashem, we say Hashem's name, Elokeinu, we say Eloheinu, Melech Olam, Asher Kiddushonu B'mitzvosav, blessed are you Hashem, our God, King of the world, who gave us sanctity with the mitzvos, with his mitzvos, v'tzivanu, and commanded us, lehadlik ner shel Shabbat, to light the oil lamp of Shabbos. Ner, in traditional Gemara language, does not mean a candle, but rather an oil lamp. So we light candles. There are different blessings for Yom Tov and Erev Yom Kippur, etc., that you look in your art school or your siddur. On Yom Tov, it is customary that the wife makes the blessing of Shechiyonu at the time that she lights candles. After lighting candles for the wife, it is Shabbos, and candles must be lit prior to sunset. If you've reached a point where it is 2 minutes before sunset, if you can see the ball of the sun and you know for sure it is not yet sunset, you may light candles. If you cannot see the ball of the sun, then you cannot light candles. You have to light candles early enough that you are certain that you are not transgressing Shabbos with the lighting of the candles. In Chutz La'aretz and outside Jerusalem, the custom is generally to light candles 18 minutes prior to the Shabbos. In Jerusalem, the custom is to light candles 40 minutes prior to sunset, prior to Shabbos. Generally, when we light candles, we accept Shabbos upon ourselves. If you're still going to daven mincha, if you're a man or a woman, then one should say verbally, "I'm lighting Shabbos candles, but I'm not yet accepting Shabbos upon myself." The candles may be lit from Plaga Mincha onwards. You could look in the calendars to see when Plaga Mincha is. We have a mitzvah of Tosefes Shabbos. The Torah wants us to add to the Shabbos. We don't take Shabbos in at the very last second, but we add to the Shabbos. How much we add, so that depends on each person. It is preferable to add more rather than less. Adding to the Shabbos means that I accept the Shabbos a few minutes before sunset. That could be 7 minutes, 10 minutes, 13 minutes. It could be 40 minutes, as is the custom in Jerusalem. Once I've accepted Shabbos, I run into a problem regarding davening mincha. So we have to daven mincha, which is Friday's prayer, and only after that accept the Tosefet Shabbat. If the wife lights candles and she accepts Shabbos, that doesn't obligate me to accept Shabbos. She's accepted Shabbos. I still have to accept Shabbos upon myself.
I can write in such
you case. Can do whatever you want until the time of Shabbos comes. But men and women alike are required to do Tosefet Shabbat to add to the Shabbos, both in the beginning, on Friday afternoon, we're supposed to accept Shabbos a few minutes before sunset, and at the end of Shabbos, after Shabbos, on Motzei Shabbat, on the eve following Shabbos, we also are obligated to add to the Shabbos. So to speak, we're accompanying the Shabbos as it exits. When we return home from shul on Friday night, we're supposed to rush home so that we can make Kiddush at the beginning of the evening, at nightfall, just after Arvit. One is supposed to come home and right away proceed towards Kiddush. That doesn't mean that we may pressure our wives, but that means that we have to do our best to do things quickly. And when we come home, the Gemara tells us that there are angels that accompany every person. There are malachei sharet, there are angels that accompany a person, and there are special angels in honor of Shabbos. We know there is special watching over a person in the land of Israel. Yaakov Avinu had special angels when he was in Israel, and special angels when he was in Chutz La'aretz. By the same token, there are special angels when Shabbos sets in. And so the angels, the Gemara tells us there is a good angel and a bad angel that accompany a man home from shul on Shabbos, on Friday night. And when he enters the house, if the house is ready, the beds are made, the table's made, everything's ready, the house is set for Shabbos, then the good angel blesses him, "May it be this way next week," and the bad angel must respond, "Amen." And if he walks into the house and everything's in disarray, He didn't take the time Friday afternoon to clean up the house, to set the table, to set the beds. But rather he comes back to a balagan, he comes back to a messy house, then the bad angel wishes him, may it be this way next week as well. And the good angel reluctantly must answer, amen. When we enter the house, so we greet the angels of Shabbat, and we depart from the angels of the weekday, and we greet them with the song of Shalom Aleichem. It is customary to say each stanza three times. Some say the stanza of Balchuni L'Shalom, bless me in peace, and some have the custom not to say it. Goes back to a question, do we ever ask angels for a blessing? We know Yaakov Avinu asked an angel for a blessing, etc. So the Shalom Aleichem we sing, the question is, do we sing the stanza of Baruchuni L'Shalom, bless me in peace? It is, being that we're learning things, so we might as well learn them right, it's worthwhile to note that the correct pronunciation is Baruchuni. The resh is a sheva na, barechuni or barechuni, and tseitchem or tseitchem leshalom. And we will quickly sing the song because I assume everyone is familiar with it. So you're welcome to join in. We'll quickly sing the Shalom Aleichem. There are a few different tunes. I'll sing the different tunes one time each, just so you get a picture of them. One of the most commonly sung tunes, and you're welcome to join me, is Shalom Aleichem, Malachei Asharet, Malachei Elyon, Mimelech Malachei HaMelachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shalom Aleichem, Malachei Asharet, Malachei Elyon, Shalom Aleichem, Malachei Asharet, Malachei Elyon, Nimelech, Malachei HaMelachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's switch tunes for a second. This is a tune that the Yekis sing, and a tune that also the Rav Nachman, the Breslov Hasidim, have also adopted, and it goes as follows. Shalom Aleichem, Malachei Asharet, Malachei Elyon, Nimelech, Malachei HaMelachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shalom Aleichem, Malachei Asharet, Malachei Elyon, Mimelech Malachei Amlachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shalom Aleichem, Malachei Asharet, Malachei Elyon, Mimelech Malachei Amlachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Boachem Neshalom, Malachei Ashalom, Malachei Elyon, Minelech Malachei Amlachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And now the tune repeats itself. I see people are familiar with this, so we'll go on. After we sing the Shalom Aleichem, which, by the way, Rav Tzvi Yehuda had the custom, when he reached Tzeitchem LeShalom, he would pour the cup of wine before saying Tzeitchem LeShalom. And the idea is, why am I asking the angels to leave? So here there are two different understandings. The general understanding, which Rav Tzvi Yehuda went with, is that the angels have come, they've blessed me, and now they're going to go on their way. So I'm pouring a cup of wine, and I'm explaining to them, now I'm going to do things that are my responsibility, Kiddush. That has nothing to do with you. So I'm, so to speak, explaining, before I do Tzeitchem Shalom, I'm pouring a cup of wine, and then I tell them Tzeitchem Shalom. That's how Rav Tzvi Yehuda used to say. Rav Henkin Zatzal, towards the end of his life, he couldn't go to shul, so he had a minion in his home. And when he wished everyone good Shabbos after leaving his home, so when people were getting ready to leave his home after davening, so he told them, don't forget, when you're saying Tzeitchem Shalom, you are not saying goodbye to the angels that came in honor of Shabbos. You are saying goodbye to the angels of the weekday. He said the Shalom Aleichem, all the beginning of the Shalom Aleichem, the first three stanzas, refer to the angels of Shabbos. Welcome, bless me. And then, now that they've come, so the angels of the weekday are ready to leave, so we tell them, you, the angels of the weekday, go out in peace. That's how Henkin used to explain. Either way, we say after the Shalom Aleichem, the following verse, Ki malachav yitzaveh lach lishmocha bechol derachecha, Adonai yishmor tzeitecha uvecha me'ata ve'ad olam, which is the verse that we also say to someone who's going on a journey. The custom is to send someone off with this verse. The Yekis have the custom to have this verse written on a scroll next to the door of their house. You'll see there are places that sell them. That's a Yekish custom. And there is a tune for the Kimalachav that goes as follows. Kimalachav yitzaveh lach lishmocha bechol derachecha, Adonai yishmor tzeitecha uvoecha, me'ata v'ad olam. And this leads us into the Eishes Chayil. The custom is that Friday night, before Kiddush, we sing Eishes Chayil. And we'll sing it together. There are variations to the tune, but we'll sing it now with the tune that I have. That's the way my father sang it. And it's one of the variants of the tune. Eishes Chayil is the last chapter of Mishle, the last chapter of Proverbs. Eishet Chayil miyimtza v'rachok mipeninim mecha patach balev bahala v'shalal lo yechzar gemalatu tov v'lo ra kol yemecha yeha darishat zemer ufishvim Vatas mechepetz kapeha. Haita koniot socher, mimechak tavi lachma. Vatach kom meod laila, vatiten beret lebeita vechok lenaroteha. Zamem asade vatikacheho. Nipericha te'anata karem Chagera ve'oz motne'a Vate'a mitzroteha. Now the tune starts again. This is now a repeat of the same tune. Tama ki tov sachra Lo yichbe balayla nera yadea Shilecha bakisho Lecha pe'a tamechufalech Kapa parisa le'ani Le'yadea shilecha la'evion Lo tira le'vita mishalek Ki chol veita lavush shanim ayayay Mar badin asita lah Shesh nal gaman lebusha Noda bashaarim bala Leshivto im ziknei aretz Sadin asita batim koho V'chagonaten al agnani Oz v'hadar lebusha V'tishak leyom acharon Tiyapatecha v'chokma V'torat chesed Al leshona Tzofiyah halichot Beita v'lechem Hatzlozot Kamuvanea vai ashroha Baalach vai halela Rabot manot asu chayil Ve'at alit al kulana Sheker achen Behevel hayofi Adonai itit alal tenola miperi yadeha vehallelujah. the Yekis have the custom, the Germanic Jews have the custom to bless their children every Friday night at this point, following the Eishes Chayil. The words of the blessing are the words of two different sets of psukim. We begin with the words from Yaakov Avinu's pasuk, Yisimcha Elokim Kefai Mechim Nashe. And then we go on to the blessing of Birkat Kohanim in last week's parsha, 2 weeks ago, in Da'alotcha. Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha, Yer Adonai panav elecha v'chuneka, Yisa Adonai panav elecha v'yasem lecha shalom. We bless our children, they should be like Ephraim and Menashe, as Yaakov blessed them, that the Jewish people, when they wish to bless their children, they will say, you should be like Ephraim and Menashe. And one of the understandings is that Ephraim and Menashe were the first two children to be born and raised in Chutzlaretz, and so they needed a special strength to withstand the trials and tribulations of Chutzlaretz. So we say, Hashem should place you like Ephraim and Menashe, they both formed great tribes. Yivarechecha, Hashem should bless you with monetary wealth, v'yishmerecha, and watch over you. Ya'er Hashem panav elecha, God should shine His countenance upon you, v'chuneka, and either God should give you chayin, or else God should give you an extra pardon, so to speak, beyond what you deserve, chanina. Yisa Hashem panav elecha, God should lift His face of appeasement, His face of happiness, so to speak, towards you, v'yasem lecha shalom, and place upon you peace, as we know that without peace there is no existence for any blessing. Peace is the greatest and most important blessing. It is the fundamental blessing, and it is the blessing without which no other blessing can last. Your money isn't worth much if the whole country is at war. Your money isn't worth much if you can't buy anything with it because the country is being destroyed. The most important blessing is peace. The blessing, one places both of one's hands on the child's head, and the blessing is as follows: Yisimcha Elohim keEfraim mechim nashe, Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha, Ya'er Adonai panav elecha v'yichuneka, Yisa Adonai panav elecha v'yasem lecha shalom. To a girl, we bless her: Yisimech Elohim keSara Rivka Rachel v'Leah. God should make you as the matriarchs, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah. And then we continue with the Birkat Kohanim, Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha, Ya'er Adonai panav elecha v'yichuneka, Yisa Adonai panav elecha v'yasem lecha shalom. Now, although this custom is a Yekish custom, it has spread. I see that many people do this on Friday night. A point to think about: if you're having guests, you have to think whether it's right to do this in front of the guests. Sometimes you'll have at your table someone who's a bachelor or 45. Sometimes you'll have at your guest someone who's divorced. Sometimes you'll have at your table someone who's lost a child. Some people, out of modesty, will not do this blessing in front of the guests. Either they'll delay it to the end of the meal, when after the guests leave, or they'll find a way of doing it in a different room where the guest doesn't see. But there are people who will not do this when there are guests present. This is something that they do only when the family is alone, or there are people there who have their own children. Now, the idea of blessing the children on Friday night is brought in the Magen Avraham, if I'm not mistaken, in the name of the Arizal, and the concept is brought that the mother blesses the children, and then the children kiss her hands, as you would see the Sfardim do in the shuls. The custom that I'm aware of is that the father blesses the children, but being that there is a halachic source for the mother blessing the children, I personally will usually ask my children to go get a blessing from their mother and from their grandmothers when they are present. Women very often don't want to do this, so I always tell them, well, in halacha, there's more of a source for you blessing them than me blessing them. So I tell my mother-in-law, I want your blessing, I value your blessing. Our sages teach us that we should not take any person's blessing lightly. Any person's blessing, nor God forbid any person's curse. Even a person who might be considered simple, their blessing has weight in heaven. We find that people's blessings work. There's the famous story when one of the Tanoim was on his way out of the Bris, and he met the Malach HaMavet, and he asked him, why are you laughing, why are you crying? So the angel of death told him, I'm laughing because look at what fools those people are. They're sitting there rejoicing, and the father took out a keg of wine, and he said, I have two old kegs of wine here. One I'm opening up in his bris, and the other one I'm saving for his wedding day. And he doesn't know that I'm on my way to kill that child. So he asked him, well, okay, so you're laughing at them because they think he's going to live to his wedding day and you're about to kill the child. But why are you crying? So he said, I'm crying because I won't be able to kill the child. So he asked the angel of death, why can't you kill the child? What happened? So he said, well, when they circumcised him, so everyone blessed the child. They blessed the father that he should merit legadlo, to raise the child, l'torah ul'chupan masim tovim, to Torah, to b'chop and ma'asim tovim. And because of that blessing, I can't touch him. That blessing had its weight in heaven, and I can't touch the child. So that's one example of where a blessing of a simple person is worth something. We find that God even asked human beings for blessings. What does God need our blessing? It's the same concept. Every blessing has its weight. My father taught me to apply this concept in a more simplistic fashion. My father once told me that when he takes a taxi, so he always likes giving a nice tip. To us, very often the tip doesn't make a huge difference. Does it matter if you give one or two more dollars? If you would have sat at another traffic light, you would have paid those $2. But to the guy who's driving the taxi, to him that makes the world of a difference. It's sole profit. That makes his day. So my father always told me, when you deal with people, try to have those people bless you in their hearts. If you can make their day, make them a little bit happier by going towards them with another dollar, so it's worth a dollar to get a blessing even from a simple person. And Chazal told us this applies irrespective of whether the person is Jewish or not Jewish. Chazal said a blessing or a curse, one should try for a blessing and avoid a curse of a person, even a simple person, regardless of whether he is Jewish or not Jewish. So we begin Friday night. Let's review what we said today. We said we have to prepare the house, and Chazal instructed us that the husbands, regardless of how great a rabbi he is, he has to take a role in helping prepare for Shabbos, and there's always pressure in the house for Shabbos. Don't be upset at your wives that the house is pressured Friday. Every house is pressured Friday. Everyone dreams that their house won't be, and every house is. The Satan sees that the blessing of peace of Shabbos is about to settle in, so he does his best to ruin it. He's working extra hard Friday afternoon to ruin it. So we have, it's our responsibility to help around the house prepare for Shabbos. The beds should be made, the table should be made, the candles should be lit on time. If for whatever reason one is sees that the time has passed and it is near Shkia, then we said one has to take care not to light candles when one can be in doubt whether Shabbos has entered or not. We're supposed to add onto the Shabbos. So the general custom is 18 minutes. In Jerusalem, the custom is 40 minutes. We make the blessing on lighting the candles and then light the candles. If we do not want to accept Shabbos when we light the candles, then we should say so verbally. We said that if we're still going to daven mincha, then we cannot accept Shabbos right now because we're still going to daven Friday's prayer. After we light candles, after the woman lights candles, we said it doesn't obligate the man. But if she didn't say so explicitly, it does obligate her. She has accepted Shabbos. We go to shul. After shul, we're supposed to come home swiftly, make kiddush. And before making kiddush, the custom is to sing Shalom Aleichem, then say the verses of Ki Malacha Yitzavelach, Hashem Yishmol Tzitcha Vo'echa, and sing Eish Eschayil. Some have the custom of blessing their children following the Eish Eschayil, and that brings us to kiddush.